Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towns of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We're positively into the football season around here. Luke's out in Owings Mills getting you ready for football action. And, of course, we're wrapping up the Orioles season around here. But I've been talking about other things off the playing field here as we get into the fall season. My friends at GBMC, they've heard that I haven't made a doctor's appointment in a decade. They've heard that I'm a 50-something year old who needs to get his colonoscopy done. And they are making appointments for me and for you to educate all of us about the things they do over at GBMC and the health partners. Dr. Danush Haskari is the gastroenterologist. I can't even pronounce it. I don't know how I would get that degree. He has been on the program prior to and talking about all things stomach and gastrointestines and things that I can't pronounce. Today, we're going to learn about something that I haven't had a problem with, but something that I know plenty of people have had a problem with. I see all the TV commercials, acid reflux and stomach problems. Doc, welcome in. I know you're busy with patients over at GBMC. I always appreciate you taking a little time and trying to educate me about the things that I have a hard time understanding.
No, thank you again for having me, Nestor. I really appreciate you having me on the show again.
All right. So recently I saw someone that had not the little thing of Tums, but like the good medium thing, like more Tums than I've ever taken in my life in one container. You know, more Tums. I don't know that I've taken more than two or three Tums in any year in my life. When I have a bellyache or I eat something that maybe has a little fire, a little flame, I've learned things that I'm old, Doc. When things don't feel good in my tummy, it just tells me don't eat it. You know what I mean? It's that certain foods don't agree with me, but other people like to enjoy things and they will take a pill, a medicine. I see this on TV all the time, but I'm thinking that's probably not good for your belly long term. And at some point they wind up seeing someone like you if this continues, right?
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, you know, there are many reasons. So one, just from the pain in the belly, they'll definitely come to see me, but also from a heartburn or regurgitation standpoint, they will definitely come to see me as well. And, you know, as you're saying, a lot of people, when they have that sensation, they'll be popping these Tums. And what that helps do is it buffers that acid that is trying to come up from your stomach up into your esophagus. That esophagus is the food pipe that connects your mouth to the stomach. So that is where a lot of this action happens over here. So that's why people end up taking these medications. You know, there are some stronger medications. There are some better medications. You know, we can definitely, you know, talk about that as well. You know, but everything comes at a cost. So some of these medications have side effects and things like that as well. So we kind of have to balance, you know, what is making us feel good with what may end up not being so good for us later. And as well, you know, it's not always just about the medications, but it's really also about some of these lifestyle choices, you know, that we're making, including some of the foods that we're eating, some of the activities that we're doing, things along those lines.
Well, when I hear acid reflux, I'm thinking, hey, knucklehead, don't eat that. You know what I mean? That's what I say that to myself. It's sort of like, I will admit, I've had a few hangovers. They're self-inflicted. You know what I mean? So for me with acid reflux, my concern would be someone that comes to you that says, no, doc, I'm not eating spicy. I'm not having tomatoes and things that would make this happen for me. What do we do for people that are suffering in this way where maybe it's not lifestyle related, or is it always lifestyle related?
I think there's a little bit of everything. So I think, you know, really to go into some of the factors that really go into it. One of the things we talk about is what are some of these lifestyle choices that we're doing? So even some of the general activities that may feel healthy to you. So, you know, some of the things are, you know, people who go biking every day or people who go swimming every day, people who do weightlifting every day, even these simple things that, you know, even health conscious people are really, really doing can actually increase the pressure in your abdomen. And actually that puts a little bit more pressure on the stomach and that can lead to more reflux that happens as a result. Some of the other things, when you're swimming, you're more horizontal, so you don't have gravity to help make things go in the right direction. When you're biking, you get dehydrated, and actually saliva is a big thing. When you swallow your saliva, you think it's such a small thing. Okay, you have the saliva in your mouth, you're gonna swallow the saliva. But what that actually does is it buffers that acid that's really coming up from your stomach into your esophagus, and actually really is one of the things that helps with that can help with heartburn and preventing further damage in the esophagus as well.
Is there any one thing you would say? Maybe drink more water, right? Like that's what when I'm having that issue, and last week I, ate something that, and I'm like, drink a lot of water. I tend to chew like a minty gum to sort of keep me from feeling, that taste in your mouth or that feeling in your mouth, and then let it pass and watch what you're eating. I'm always
Yeah.
thinking about rices and breads and just sort of, things that potatoes, things that may tamp things down a little bit more than things with a lot of spice. I love food, man. I'm doing my tastiness tour. It's my 27th anniversary. I'm eating all sorts of good things. But I do think that the choices that you make and then what happens after that that could lead me to you. I've been trying to avoid the doctors. You know this. Everybody at GBMC knows I'm trying to avoid you. But
Hey,
just
we're nice
good.
over here. Come
Well,
on,
maybe
come
I'm just living a clean enough lifestyle that I've managed to stay away from you guys for a while. But
online.
I do know that when people come, this is a very, very serious thing, much more serious than I think when you see these TV commercials and people have a little burp and they have a problem. By the time they get to you, it's really dramatically affecting their life, right?
Yeah, usually by the time it gets to me, well, it's one of two things. One, they may incidentally have come for something else, and then they remember, okay, I do have some heartburn or some regurgitation. Or two, it's so bad that it's affecting their everyday life. They can't eat anything, they can't concentrate well because they're having this like constant feeling. Some of these things can even cause other complications down the line. So if you're having this heartburn happen for a long enough time, sometimes what can happen is you have inflammation in the esophagus. When you get this inflammation over time, that inf it becomes so bad where you have the area in the esophagus be replaced with this collagenous tissue. It becomes fibrotic. So no matter what you do, no matter what medications you take, no matter it's not going to really help you at the end of the day with healing that area. And sometimes you may need to come in, get an endoscopy from one of our gastroenterologists over here, and potentially even have that dilated. So this whole so GERD can sometimes just be that sensation, but it can also cause a lot of these other problems down the line as well, which we definitely want to avoid because some of them may become, long-term problems.
Yeah, you've used the word GERD. This is a new term for me, GERD, GERD. By the way, we're chatting with Dr. Dinesh Iskari. He is at GBMC. They are sponsoring not just our injury reports, but trying to get me on the up and up about all things medicine, letting people know that GBMC's here. There's all sorts of ways to reach out and be healthier if you're battling acid reflux. I've talked about my colonoscopy. We're going to talk about different issues with all sorts of medicine things, but GERD is a new term in my mind. I hear acid reflux. The same thing?
It's like so GERD is it's gastroesophageal reflux disease. So it's pretty much when you have that those contents from the stomach come up into your esophagus, but specifically when you have symptoms from that. So kind of what we've been talking about, having that heartburn, that feeling of this burning sensation in your stomach that goes up into your chest. Some people even feel it in their back, in their arms, some things like that as well, or that regurgitation feeling, which is, you feel like you actively feel like there is some fluid coming up. It's kind of that range of things. Those are the typical symptoms. You can even have atypical symptoms when you're thinking of GERD as well. So some people have a sour taste in their mouth called water brash. So that may be like a key triggering thing. Or sometimes what can happen is You start to have some belching, some burping. Some people even have it so severe that they have some nausea and vomiting. And then when it gets really interesting is there's some people who have these very atypical symptoms you wouldn't even think of as really being GERD or anything along those lines, but it may be related. So some people are constantly having this throat clearing, or they're having this hoarseness of their voice, they're having chest pain, and then so these are some of the things, or in some people even have worsening of their asthma, and then the question becomes, is this because of GERD or not? The main thing when it comes to some of these other atypical symptoms is, make sure you see your other doctors, make sure there's nothing else going on. And then when you come to see us, we do some objective testing to make sure that there is a correlation between the two. And then we would treat you appropriately from that standpoint as well. So, GERD can hit you from all different directions.
Doc, the strange thing about this is you go out, you eat like a big rich meal, you eat something maybe you shouldn't, or you're treating yourself. You think I eat something I shouldn't eat, but you come home and you're like, okay, I got some Tums, and the first thing I'm thinking is, you don't feel good, lay down.
Yeah,
Might be the worst thing, right?
that's
Like,
probably the
with
worst
right. I mean, and I hadn't thought about that. That when you're
thing.
like, my stomach's a little sour, I'm gonna go lay down for a while. That's
Yeah.
the wrong thing to do, right?
I mean, if, especially if you're feeling that heartburn or regurgitation feeling, definitely that's probably not what
And
you
that's
want
just
to do.
literally about your body, not, about gravity, right? Like, so that'd be the worst. So what would you tell someone who is it okay to take a Tums or two without seeing you in, not in the big things, maybe in the little things that come like the lifesavers, to keep those around, that if you do want to splurge, you go out, you got a special meal, Lord knows on your birthday or a special occasion, the last thing you want to do is go eat something that's going to make you feel terrible. But if you
Yeah.
do, without coming to GBMC, without checking yourself in, but on a one-by-one basis, Tums are okay, in a general sense.
Yeah, so Tums are okay, and they're not as long acting or anything along those lines, but they'll give you that temporary relief, and they'll help buffer that acid that is really coming up and give you a sense of some relief here. So it's really a temporary measure, but at the end of the day, it still is going to be important for them to come and see us over here, because one, figuring out what are these lifestyle things that may be causing them to have these symptoms, and then two, do they need to be on anything stronger, and three, do they have any complications from the GERD? Do they need to have an endoscopy and see is there any inflammation there, and do they need to be on any long-term medication, or do they have any? Sometimes, if you have so much GERD, you can actually have a precancerous condition called Barrett's esophagus. So these are all definitely things that we think about. And so it's not as simple as, we're just going to take a few Tums and, we're okay, we're ready to go. But really, kind of, what is the overall picture of the person, of the patient? Because do they have these risk factors for any of these potential complications that are down the line? And, do they need to be more closely monitored, closely watched? And do they need some type of stronger medication over there to prevent them from having complications?
Well, Doc, I say the last thing is that if you have this problem and it's not the food you're eating and you've got a chronic issue, the medications are, have you seen? I mean, I know all of you go into medicine to help people and make them and give them some comfort. Have the drugs made a difference? You say long-term medication,
Yeah.
taking a pill every day can alleviate this and live a happier life. You can prescribe something that's good for them at this point, right? Without
Yeah.
surgical procedure, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So they're the one of the better medications out there. They're called proton pump inhibitors. So you will have seen them like over the counter. They're gonna be your Prilosecs, your Prevacids. Your
Everything I
knees
see an ad
skin.
for during a football game on Sunday is what you're telling me. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
So it's so common. I mean, they'll give you like the lower dose over the counter and things along those lines. But these are medications that actually help with healing the esophagus or preventing, further significant reflux to make sure that, that Barrett's esophagus, that precancerous condition that potentially may be there, doesn't get any worse. So, and then also helps improve their lifestyle significantly. So, that is definitely a medication that works very, very well. And, some people definitely do need to be on it, especially if they have that inflammation of the esophagus that happens, then they may actually need to be on the medication long term. Again, with every medication, there are always side effects. So, the big thing to worry about with this medication is an increased risk of gastrointestinal infections. So these type of things can happen. And then, if you go on Google and you type in what are the side effects of all these medications, you will see, a million things out there. But the thing is, at the end of the day, there are, a lot of these things are very speculative. So when you're looking at the big studies and things along those lines, none of these other side effects are really fully proven, but and the thing is, a lot of people are on these medications, so they may have seen, okay, this person was on this medication, but he may have had all these other medical issues going on and ended up having so and so side effect happen. Whether or not the correlation is there of this medication actually causing these other side effects is kind of unknown, but we always, keep it in our mind that this is something that we have to keep our eye on. So, some of the just real quick, some of the basic things are, sometimes the B12 can be a little bit lower, your magnesium can be a little bit lower, you can get potentially osteoporosis. They say sometimes there's an association with pneumonia, and even rarely they say heart attacks, strokes, or even dementia, and kidney disease. So there are all these, different things that they talk about, but whether or not that correlation is really there or not, it's very hard to tell. But the one thing that they can say is that increased risk of gastrointestinal infections.
Bottom line is if you have GERD, you have acid reflux, the folks at GBMC doctors can help you. Dr. Danush Askari is here. He is a returning champion on the program. And this is the part where everybody at GBMC and my wife will appreciate the fact that tell me why I need a colonoscopy. Come on, shame me right now as a 56-year-old. I'll be 57 by the time it's a couple of weeks. Tell me why I need to get in there and have this done as a man and tell all the men who are listening behind me what you told me last month, which is, come on, dude, get this done. It's not that bad. It's not as bad as it sounds. It's not as bad as it used to be. You walked me through it. So do it again. So I'm even a little less scared this month than I was last month, Doc.
All right. So the preps are so much easier to drink these days. There's so much less volume. That's going to be the worst part. You drinking the prep, you drinking all that liquid the day before, not being able to eat the day before. When everyone comes in the morning after, that sleep that you get when you get your anesthesia is one of the best sleeps in the world. And everyone comes out of it saying that they could have used just a little bit more sleep during the procedure. They have their procedure and they go home the same day, they enjoy the rest of their day, and they go about things as is. And the one great thing about the colonoscopy is it's not only diagnostic, but it's also therapeutic. So you go in, you can see if there are any precancers, polyps, or lesions. If there are, you go in, like we will take them out, and that will reduce your risk of colon cancer overall. And that is always what our goal is, to
One
make sure
stop
that.
is what you're saying,
Once
right?
exactly.
I like it. All right. You took 30 seconds to do that. Last time we took 20 minutes explaining why it's important. You can find that out at Baltimore Positive under our GBMC logo. My big appreciation to GBMC for stepping up as a local hospital, supporting us here at WNST and Baltimore Positive. And more than that, supporting the community with information that sometimes can be a little uncomfortable, bringing the docs on and frightening me a little bit, but also scaring me straight to understand that there's help. There's help. If you're struggling, doctors are around the corner at GBMC to give you some some wisdom as well as some medicine and some treatment to get you back to where you need to be. And listen, I ate a lot of food last month. 27 days, 27th anniversary. None of it gave me a gastro reflux that I'm aware of yet. Although I did have some delicious Indian food. I love Indian food with a little bit of spice, but it didn't do me dirty this time, so I'm good.
Wow,
There's certain
that's
things I
really
can eat, and
good.
I know the foods I need to avoid, and if
Yeah.
I avoid them, I'm good. I don't do
Sure.
jalapenos well. I don't do cilantro well. I don't do certain spicy things, habaneros well. I don't do onions well. As long as I avoid those things, I don't need a Tums for me.
Yeah, so I mean that's great. Yeah, everyone has their different triggers as well. It's not always so like cut and dry. So, you know, some people may notice it when they're drinking coffee, or some people may notice it when they're eating spicy food and citrus fruit. So, you know, some people love eating oranges or like these berries, things like that, and that can sometimes cause their heartburn as well. You know, so those are some of the big things to avoid. But you know,
Doc, this
some
is why I eat cookies when I drink my coffee, so I don't have
but
this problem, right?
that's even worse, actually, to tell you the truth. Because actually, when you eat like a lot of fatty food, that slows down your stomach moving forward, and actually, a lot of the contents can back up into your esophagus, and then you're gonna get worse GERD
Don't
that
be
way.
the doc that takes my cookies and coffee away in the morning. I'm fine.
Hey,
I'm doing
everything in
okay.
moderation,
But if
everything
I
in
came to you and was
moderation.
complaining and you're like, dude, put the cookies and coffee down. That's your problem. That's where that's where you get pushback as a doc, right? Because that's the lifestyle we taught at the beginning. Hey, this is causing problems. Don't eat it, right? Generally, right?
And yeah, and especially actually chocolate chip cookies, those specifically.
Don't take them away from me. Come
I'm
on.
sorry. I'm sorry, Nestor,
All right,
but
I'll go to oatmeal raisin or some butterscotch or something like that. All right, listen, I appreciate you. Get back to treating people over at GBMC. You've been a wealth of information and a good sport, as always. GERD is a condition. It's an acid reflux condition where stomach acid flows back up into the esophagus, creating irritation and discomfort. We've all been familiar with Tums. If it's worse than that, our friends like Dr. Ascari can help us over at GBMC. Doc, always a pleasure to have you on. I'll get you. You will see me soon. You'll see me and
Yeah.
you'll say, all right, there's the crazy guy from the radio that I promised that colonoscopy to. And then I get to come on here afterwards and discuss it like a day at Disney World is what I'm going to do.
There we go. We'll be waiting. We'll be waiting for when you come over, Nestor.
Well, I will have the next night, I will have peace of mind to know that I'm as healthy as I think I am. So, but I think I'm healthy. Doc, appreciate you. Our friends at GBMC also sponsoring our injury report for all things Ravens related. Luke's out in Owings Mills all week, getting ready for the game. And of course, we've always got you covered around here. Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'll have Raven scratch offs to give away as well. The aforementioned tastiness, which will not give you acid reflux. My peach cake is delicious. Don't worry about that. It's all out at the tastiness and at Baltimore Positive. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. I'm sort of like Tums after a Ravens loss around here a little bit. We are WNST and Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.